You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk. Entrepreneur Corner.
I'm joined by two individuals from HM Media, Simnigi Wenqele, who is the MD, as well as Tim Maholadze, who is also part of HM Media. Simnigi and Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gugu.
Simnigi, you look like you're very nervous. I'm going to be nice, I promise. So HM Media is an ad agency. You guys are in the business of marketing. Tell us about the company.
Okay, HM Media is more of a media buying agency. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are in the advertising space, but we focus mostly at the end part of it where we now take the campaigns into the different media channels. So, yeah.
Okay, so when we speak of media buying, for someone who doesn't know what that means, what does that actually entail?
Okay. Usually I just say we place adverts in the newspaper or radio, TV, mm-hmm. which makes it easier to understand. But what it entails is us having to receive whatever content or whatever that's been conceptualized and put together as a campaign. Mm-hmm. For our clients, we then would assess what type of channels we should broadcast it in, whether it's going to be print or TV or radio. And then we'll further go ahead and do the planning of when it's going to be aired or printed on the different media platforms. Mm-hmm. And we'll then obviously get in contact with the media owners, buy the space, and then the advert will appear as per the media planning or the okay. schedule.
Tim, how did you get into the business of media buying?
Quite interesting, actually. I was an entrepreneur. Myself ran a different business, a waste management business, and mm-hmm. and this is where I met Sim in 2007. And in 2014, when she started HM Media, we then engaged, and she needed a sounding board at the time, somebody that she could, you know, bounce ideas from, mm-hmm. Discuss whatever issues she might have in the business, and that's basically when we made a decision that I should stay on as a partner and help grow HM Media. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of getting this business off the ground, I mean, you said you were in another business, and then you got into HM Media as well. What is the process of getting into the media buying business? Is it difficult? We know there's some pretty powerful players in the space. Yeah. How, you know, what are some of the intricacies, the work involved to getting into this industry?
Sure. It looks easy, you know, from someone who is a chance taker and just hears, oh, okay, we want to place an advert somewhere. Let me take it. I'll call, you know, whatever media, gather the information. Mm. However, there's a lot that's required. First of all, you need quite some good credit, or rather funds, mm. because buying media space is very expensive. And usually the campaigns will come in at a time where it's not only going to one platform. Mm-hmm. So you need to have as much funds as possible for you to carry out your campaign. You would also need to have the expertise in understanding how the industry works, in a sense that you need to be able to be maybe with an individual that has built those relationships with the different media organizations. Other than that, there's not much of saying maybe there's a regulatory requirement within the industry. No, there's none. Or there's any licensing of some sort. Mm-hmm. No, there's none. Except for that, the other thing is that you have to understand how media plays as well, specifically in the communication part of it, mm-hmm. because you can take a client's campaign and put it in the wrong platforms, and you find that the results that they're getting are not what was targeted in the first place. So I think I would sum it up. What else can you add to?
Look, besides the fact that the consumers have become more smarter, mm-hmm. and they know what to expect from service providers like us, mm-hmm. so it's therefore to have the industry knowledge and be able to offer value to your clients that is different from what they're currently getting.
Mm. So when you say the consumers become smarter, does that mean me, the person that's going to hear, read, see the ad pop up online, has that person become smarter? Or do the people who come to you saying, I have this message, this product, and I want it to reach person A, B, and C, have those people become smarter? Or has everyone become smarter?
Look, for us, it's more the client, and the client being, you know, the person whom we place the media on behalf of. And I'm saying that because, you know, people want value for money, mm-hmm. you know. They want to know that they're getting what they're paying for.
Mm.
And as a result, you know, it's not like before where they just tell you that they have a budget of X amount and you just go out there and put it in whatever platform. They want to be able to, as Simni mentioned, make sure that the message reaches the correct target and that, you know, at the right price.
If you've just joined us, it is this week's Entrepreneur Corner, and we're speaking to a media buying agency called HM Media, joined in studio by two individuals who are a part of the organization, Simni Giwe as well as Tim. If you have any questions about the business of media buying or starting a small business, you can give us a shout on 021-446-0567 or 011-883-0702. We also take your SMSs on 31702 and 31567.
702 and Cape Talk, Entrepreneur Corner.
17 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back to this week's Entrepreneur Corner. Speaking to Simni Giwe and Tim from HM Media. Small business started in 2014 in the business of media buying. And taking your questions for them about starting an organization, running a small business on 021-446-0567 and 011-883-0702. So, Simnigo, when you decide to start this business, where do you go first? Because very often when we speak about small business entrepreneurs, especially young people, a lot of people say, I have this great idea, but I don't know where to go for funding, or I don't know where to go for mentorship, or I don't know where to go. So where did you find the information? Was it readily accessible? Or did you have to go through pages and pages of, you know, stuff and bureaucracy to eventually get the info you needed?
Okay, I have about 10 years experience within the industry of media buying. So that worked in quite well for me. And also I had been in business with other business partners whom I had decided that it's not working out because we're not sharing the same vision. And basically we branched off. And so I think I've met quite a number of people who have good ideas, you know. Yeah. The one thing that I always tell them is that it mustn't end there, you know. It needs to go forward beyond just a business idea. You need to identify the right people to talk to and be able to have a pick up a sense of direction, you know. Once you have a sense of direction from whoever you're talking to, you build onto that, not to lose the momentum. Number two, I understand that there's a great need for small business when it comes to funding. However, there's many ways of doing it. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you have to knock into one of the funding houses. But the good thing about our country is that there's so much available for us as small businesses, you know, to obtain funding. So I would say that look at how you can leverage, you know, try to identify who you can work with. And obviously, business partnership is something that's, for me, it has been quite a challenging experience. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that you just immediately go and get into a business partnership with someone you think is the right person. There's a lot of houses. I mean, when long ago when we started a business, we approached Umsobomvu. I think they're known as NYDA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can tell you right now that it didn't end there with us sitting and waiting for them to respond to us. In the meanwhile, we made sure that we go out there, we push for us to get into business. We look at who we can have short-term agreements with and start the business. So mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say is that Start the business. Whether you have the funds or not, move on with the idea, and eventually it maps in, you know, quite well. So
you spoke about the importance of getting the right business partner, and I want to touch on that, and also, I guess, then why Tim became the right business partner. It's fine. Correct. You can be critical. We'll kind of we'll mute his mic. But I think that's quite important about who you get into business with. But before that, we've got Ayanda in Joburg South. Ayanda, good morning. Ayanda, hello.
Hello, hello, Kugu. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Your comment?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Sorry, man, I'm listening to your show and I hear that you're talking about entrepreneurship and that you guys are encouraging us to get into an entrepreneur. And we are entrepreneurs ourselves and it's been in the industry for a while. And now the issues that we are having with our government who promote us to be entrepreneurs, they're killing us in the same token because they don't ever want to pay us. And they just show a horrible sense of arrogance. I mean, we have an invoice that has been outstanding from April. Our house is about to be repossessed. Our children are expelled at school. And they just want to pay. We've spoken to everyone. I mean, this is all by the city. We've spoken to the executive mayor, current mayor. We've spoken to the city manager. We've spoken to all of them. We keep being sent from pillar to post. We even sent them and asked someone. We've got a lot to send them to someone. They just decided to ignore it. And clearly, we have to try and make some money to get the lawyers to deal with it. And they don't know where to make that money because they don't ever want to pay us. They don't do anything. They're just sitting in quiet. We hear on media that the city is broke, yet they claim not to be broke. They claim to be so poor, yet they do nothing about us, making us even poorer.
And I mean, that's come up quite a bit. We heard recently National Treasury saying they're going to be dealing with the issue of non-payment of creditors within 30 days. They're saying they're going to make those reports public. But that comes up quite a lot, the issue of, you know, service providers not paying or money not coming when you need it. Mm. And that also speaks to, I guess, you know, dealing with issues of cash flow. And, you know, in your experience, what are some of the challenges there?
Okay. The first thing that we have learned to do when we get on board with a client is to understand internally how they work, because all of these different government, I'll talk about government specifically, they have different workflows within maybe the finance department, the procurement department. So ours is to understand how it works. Who does my invoice land with, or who raises the purchase order in order for me to proceed? And for us is to ascertain how the whole invoice will be turned around, you know, and at what time. And also to establish a relationship with the decision makers within those units. And for them to understand that we are a small business, we heavily rely on a good cash flow. And if that doesn't happen, it cripples us. Like the previous caller had said, we have experienced working with municipalities that sometimes the processes take long, they'll pay you in 60 days. However, it was upon us to go in, introduce ourselves, understand how they work. And only then we can take forward the relationship. It's not a matter of just getting work and running with it, you know. So I think it has helped us tremendously. Maybe Tim might add on some of his experiences.
Because you also deal with business development as part of the work you do as well. So the issue of cash flow, And just adding on to what Simnigi had said, how have you guys gotten around the various challenges? So I think Ayanda touched on as well.
Yeah, thanks, Gil. The issue of cash flow, very pertinent, of course. And as Simnigi mentioned, we had to go to each and every one of our clients and you know, go back to basics. What your caller is mentioning is the stuff that we sort of experienced in the beginning of the business, but we had to understand the procurement processes fully, and we had to understand, like we said, the cash or the workflow. Understand, you know, the process that your invoice goes through before it gets to payment. You know, it took us a while, you know, before we perfected it, but after we, you know, we sort of got to understand that process, it sort of smoothed out. Our invoices now get paid 30 days, 60 at the most.
Really?
But yeah, most of our invoices, and we deal with, you know, parastatals, government.
Mm, mm. And on the issue of, I guess, then finding new business in a particularly tough economy, we know that very often when growth is sluggish or money is tight, one of the first things to be cut in budgets is spend, particularly media spend. How are you guys managing to find new business, keep clients in a very tough climate, which I imagine has had an impact on you guys as well?
Hmm. Sorry. Tim can take that. Sorry.
No, I thought Simone just took that one. It's not easy. The first things first is to make sure that we retain the clients that we currently have by making sure that, you know, we give them the best possible service possible. And you know, I had mentioned earlier that clients are looking for value now, right? So we find ourselves having to offer a little bit more than what they would expect. So as a result, we position ourselves more as a partner. So in that case, we get to understand what is it that they would like to do, and be able to offer a more tailored solution within budget, basically. But you know, the economic conditions do make it a little bit tougher than it would be. Mm. But yeah, like I said, ours is to make sure that we keep the clients that we currently have, and you know, and offer value to the clients that is different to what they're currently getting out there.
So you know what you're paying for. You can see exactly what you've paid for, which I guess is also a way that people then see, even though times are tough, what we're spending on is worth it. The right little bit that we're able to spend is worth it. An SMS on 31567 saying, Simni forgot to mention that their small business is successful because she's ambitious, hardworking, smart, and very humble. The cocktail of her qualities might be her winning formula. Saying, happy to have such ladies inspire us to pave the way for the next generation to look up to. That's an SMS from yours on 31567.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Tabo in Sandton, good morning. Tabo, hello.
Hello. Yes. Hi, it's Tabo.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, Tabo.
Okay, yeah, just want to add on something good, because this is a very interesting discussion. What happened is, I think in 2009, we started a business. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
What happened is, I was driving, and then I met this, it was a nice white guy, and then he told us that there are opportunities. I'm not sure whether I mention the name of the company.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Must I go ahead and mention the name? Okay, yeah, it's fine. It is in Durban. It's a company called Lafarge. I think they are dealing with concrete, with these ready mix company. What happened is, he introduced us to the management, and then we made an agreement, so everything was fine. To our surprise, the local councillor went there and told them that, you know what, we don't know these guys, they don't attend ANC meetings, you can't give them this opportunity. Just give us. And then the opportunity was given to their friends, the ANC guys' friends and families. So we lost that opportunity. What I'm trying to say is that we are trying, but the government is getting us down, because it was a lot of money. It was a very, very lucrative deal, and we signed on a dotted line. Unfortunately, those guys, they were unable to do anything because it was influence from the ANC guys. Thank you.
And did you report the matter to, you know, did you try to take the matter forward and get it sorted out? Did you have any luck?
No, we didn't. But that time, we were young. It was 2009. We were still students at that time, so we were afraid to even take it up. We just said, you know what, we just let it go, because and then we continued with our studies. So it was a great opportunity for us, but the government, the ANC guys, let us down. So they took the deal and they continued everything. I think they threatened the organization, and they told them that, you know what, you mustn't give these guys this deal, because we don't know them, they don't have ANC card, they don't attend ANC meetings.
Thank you very much for that call. That's Tabo in Sandton. Part of the, I think, issue he raised, and very briefly, maybe you can talk about the importance of them, but the importance of, I guess, contacts, relationships, relationship building for small businesses, but any business. Mm. How important has that been for the success and the growth of HN Media?
You know, that's one thing that we spear on, relationship building at HM Media, because there's so many people that you know, you've got so many sources. However, the first thing you need to understand that you have to have some kind of synergy with the people that you create relationships. Listening to the previous caller, he's saying that they met this guy, he identified that they're good, they have a good business idea, and they can take it forward. And there's a lot of opportunities that you come across. However, you have to also be able to, in a way, I'll use, for lack of a better word, discern, you know, whereby you do a proper assessment. You get to understand how you're going to benefit in going on with the deal. However, you need to also open up, you know, your streams in a way that it can't be only one source that's going to create an opportunity for you. Look for other sources as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, when you pitch your business to people, try to keep it as lean as possible. Don't get so much into detail about it, because it's easier for the person to pick up your plan and pass it to another person for them to execute. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'd say that there's a lot of these stories out there. But like I said, the people mustn't despair. You know, you need to carry on. You need to push your idea. You need to find the next person who can help you take your idea forward.
Simnigi Wentim, thank you very much for joining us. If you want to find out more information about HM Media, you can visit their website. It's hmmedia.co.za.